Blog Talk Radio.
Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40:28-31. It is 2 p.m. Friday, November 16, 2018, in the Dayton, Ohio area. And time for Chatting from the Word podcast with your brother in Christ, your host, Brother Oscar. We hope that all is having a wonderful day today. And it's just a great day to be alive. It is Friday. We made it to the end of another week. And, you know, we can say, as David said, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We are so delighted to bring you this program at this time. We here at Chatting from the Word, we hope that we have been an aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was the psalmist who said in Psalms 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Here from Chatting from the Word, we hope that you allow God's word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that it is so many paths out there to follow. That's why we here at Chatting from the Word are glad to be chatting with you today from the Word of God. Hello again, everyone. We are so glad to be with you today. This being Friday, November 16th, the last day of this week here, last working day for some people this week, and some people probably payday, who knows? But this is Friday, the last day of this week, and next week we will be celebrating what some call Thanksgiving. So next week we're going to probably come more maybe Monday and Tuesday, and since most of you will be with family next week, we will just come on those 2 days, and we will try to bring in a lesson so that you may learn and grow by. You know, we here at Chatting from the Word, we hope that you are learning the lessons that we are bringing here. We hope that we're not just spinning our wheels and all this here for nothing, but I believe that many are enjoying the lessons that we're bringing. Many are enjoying this program that we bring on at 2, Mondays through Fridays. And on Mondays, we have Chatting from the Word on YouTube. We hope and pray all are enjoying listening to Chatting from the Word with your host here, Brother Oscar York. We hope that you are. We hope that you are. We hope that you are really enjoying these lessons that we are bringing to you. It was Paul who said in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing in everything, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We here at Chatting from the Word, we are a praying program. We love to pray because we recognize that that is the way we communicate with God. And the way God communicates with us is through his written word. So that's the way we communicate with God. It's nothing miraculous. It's not God's voice coming down to us, but it's all through his word. And we communicate with him through our prayers. And we that are Christian, our prayer life should be we should have a strong prayer life to God, because that's the way we communicate with our daddy. That's the correct way we communicate with our father. And if we have a strong relationship with him, we can communicate with him. And at this time, if you have a prayer request that you want Brother Oscar to pray for on the air, we would do just that at this time. If you have a prayer request, if you something that's bothering you that you want Brother Oscar to pray for, we would do that. Our call-in number is area code 657-383-0883. Our area code number, the call-in number, is area code 657-383-0883. If you have a prayer request that you want to request, we give you that this time now. If you have a prayer request that you want to be prayed for. All righty, I guess we have any. Let us pray. Father, which art in heaven, Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all the blessings that you have brought our way. We thank you for the benefit of this day, for we recognize it. It wasn't our alarm clock that woke us up, but it was your finger of love that you touched us with that woke us up this morning and helped us to get up and make it on our way, Father. Father, we come, Father, praying for those that are in the nursing homes. Father, we come praying for those that are behind prison bars. Father, we come praying for those that are sick, with arthritis, with diabetes, with high blood pressure, with low blood pressure, with cholesterol problems, those I have had a stroke and their bodies don't perform like it once did. Father, we come praying for all those that are sick and ailing right now. Father, we pray that you touch their bodies and it be your will, heal their bodies, but it is not your will. Father, help them that they may be able to continue on for you and never lose faith in you. Father, we come praying for our young people today, especially those that are trying to go back to school or stay in school and get a good education. Father, we pray that you help them get that education where they may come and out once they graduate and be productive citizens and give back the economy in which we live, Father. Father, we come praying for those that are having financial difficulties. Father, we recognize sometimes things happen and cause us to drift in a downward motion, Father. So we pray, Father, that you help those individuals to get back on their feet and help them get a job where they can get more financial grounding on their feet. And Father, we come praying for this program. We come praying, Father, that you help us keep chatting from the word on the air, because we pray and hope that we're doing a good job helping those that need to hear God's words, Father. We pray for the message that's on our hearts, Father. Help us continue this message. Help us to encourage someone today to keep on living for you. In Jesus' name, do we pray. Amen and amen. All right, if you have a desire to call in, the call-in number is area code 657-383-0883. If you have a desire to call in and listen to the show live, or if you want to talk with your host, or even if you have a question that you want to ask over the lessons that we've been teaching, this is your time to call in. Our call-in number is area code 657-383-0883. You know, before I come on every day, I put a notice out there to Facebook, to Twitter, who all want to listen in and be a part of a show and give them the number, but no one never calls in. We hope that you call in. We usually broadcast it over the many entities that we use, but you don't have to wait then to hear the show or be a part of the show. Because as I have seen several times, this is just not my show. I'm just the host of it. I believe that this is everybody's show because we are chatting from the Word of God. And I believe that we need to hear God's word. We need encouraging during the week to keep on living for the Lord. We need encouraging during the week to keep our chin up, hold our chin up, and be proud that we're Christians. Knowing the way the world is today, with all the terrible things that's going on, you turn on the news, you hear bad news, you try to watch a movie, it is not wholesome. It's so many things going on. So I believe a program like this, chatting from God's word, will help us to keep us grounded in God's word. I don't know about you, but heaven too important for us to miss. And hope and pray that you feel the same. And if it's through God's word that's going to help us get to heaven, let's study God's word together at this time. At this time, let's study God's word. And that's why Brother Oscar is asking for sponsorship so that we can keep chatting from the word on the air, so that we can keep chatting from the word going, so that others may hear it, so that others may grow strong, or so that others can come to Jesus Christ. Give them that opportunity to obey the gospel. Someone gave it to you. So sponsor this show. We don't ask for that much. Brother Oscar, I'm not a rich man, but we need monies to keep this show going. We need money to buy things to help us and to aid us to bring this program as we should bring it, where it can reach somebody today. We don't ask for that much. We want you all to sponsor it if you can. If your finances can help us here on a monthly basis. If it's a dollar a month, two, 10, 20, 30, any amount that you can commit on giving monthly, it will add up and it will help us here to bring chatting from the word on the air. to help Brother Oscar here. Like I said, it's not just my show, but I hope you feel like it's your show also. We need followers. If you love to this podcast and love listening to this podcast, follow us on Blog Talk Radio /blogtalkradio.com/chattingfromtheword. We'd be so happy that you do that, that you will follow us on this program. And also on YouTube, we'll bring Chatting from the Word on YouTube on Mondays. We do our taping. Subscribe to that show. We're looking for subscribers on that show also. And once you subscribe, YouTube will contact you through email when we are broadcasting. So do that. Do that. And like I said, we have started a new group on Facebook, Chatting from the Word Forum. If you want to be a part of that, you can. You can ask your question even there. If it's pertaining to the lessons that I have brought over the months and years that I've been bringing them, or if it's a question that you want to ask that's dealing with teachings of God's Word, the teachings that you may be receiving at the body of Christ you're a member of, those are times that you can ask your question. You can leave a question on that group, or you can call in here with your questions. As I said, the call-in number is area code 657-383-0883. If you have a desire to call in and talk with your host and ask me questions here, you can do that. This is a talk forum show also. You can ask me questions too. You know, I believe in this. I believe that if we're going to go to heaven together, that we can learn from each other. We can learn from the Word of God itself and from others who know God's Word. And I'm like this. If anyone see that Brother Oscar has said something that's not in the Word, you can deal with it on the show here. I'm not a booger bear where you can't talk to. I'm not no one that got my head up too high and mighty where I can't accept when I'm wrong. Talk with your brother here, but if you see that I made mistakes and you want to prove your point, always have book, chapter, and verse for what you want to prove, talk about. And you can always contact us. Like I said, you can leave a line or our new group that we started on Facebook, or you can talk with me on Facebook. You can inbox me. I'm always on Facebook. Or you can email me at offshoreyork3443@gmail.com. Or you can go to my webpage, offshoreyorkpublishing.com, and leave a line there. But while you are at the offshoreyorkpublishing.com, order your book. I've authored two books, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, and Bridges of Friendship. Each book costs $21.50, and if you want to buy both together, it's $43. And if you cannot afford that, we have an easy payment plan that will go along with that when you check out. So we hope that you visit the bookstore and order you a book. Again, this will help our ministry here at Chatting from the Word, and we hope that you do. They go on my webpage. Are you a book? All right, we're going to try to finish up on the lesson we've been talking about for the past 3 days, and that is the tongue. How to tame it, the tongue. And we've been coming from James, the 3rd chapter. And as always, I appreciate those that have a copy of God's Word. But you all who don't have a copy of God's Word, go get your copy. We wait for you for a little while. Go get your copy of God's Word where we can study together. Where we can study together. We've been, like I said, talking about the tongue. As always, Brother Oscar, at this time, always love to bring lessons to you on Chatting from the Word. I'm growing also along with you as I bring you these lessons. We're going to wait a little while longer, and we hope those who have to go get a copy of their Bibles, they're going and getting it and ready to open it up and study. All right, here we go. All right, we're coming from James, the 3rd chapter. And here James says, "My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive a greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold, also the ships, which though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small hymn. Whatsoever the governor listened, even so the tongue is a little member, and boasts great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindled. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and set on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea is tamed, and have been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is unruly, evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith we bless we God, even the Father. Therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessings and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be. But a fountain sends forth at the same place sweet water and bitter. Can fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh." Here, James compares. First of all, he tells us not to be offended. Not to be offended. And for he said, "For many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body." You know, sometimes it's hard when somebody is talking bad about you. I remember years ago, and I know, and this before I came to Christ, even then I did not really involve myself in these practices, but it was once a practice called playing the dozen. And most of you, you know what I'm talking about, how a kid would play the dozen. They'll first start talking about each other, and then they say, "Your mama or your daddy," and try to offend each other and see if one get offended more than the other. My friend, I'm here to tell you those kind of actions are wrong. It's wrong, first of all, to really talk about people. That's why Aubrey James says here about the tongue. And basically, he's not just talking about the tongue. He's talking about the things that proceed out of our mouths. And let me be blunt with you this afternoon. And I've always heard this, and I know you've heard it also. Some people, you won't know about some people until they open their mouth. You know, we can judge a person to be a good person, but once they open their mouths, you never know what may come out. You never know what may come out. That person, you may think he's a good person until he may start cursing, or he may or she may start talking bad about you. And don't you know what hurt us so much in the world today? What hurt us so much in the world today is each other when we are talking bad about one another, when we are gossiping about one another. You know, there's so many things that this tongue and this mouth can do. Even Jesus himself said in Matthew 15:11, it's not what comes in a man, but what comes out of man that defiles him. Sometimes we can, that tongue and that mouth can get us in a world of trouble. That's why we need to learn how to tame that tongue. In other words, we need to learn how to say things and what to say. I remember another thing used to be, if you can't say nothing good about somebody, don't say nothing about somebody. You know, we as people, we especially Christians, we should be able to help. We should not even much form our mouths, first of all, to curse, and secondly, to talk about each other. If we see one another having problems, our duty is to help that person through the difficulties that they are having. You know, some of us, some people, and some of us don't want to admit it, but the reason why some do leave the body of Christ sometimes is because we that are claiming to be such Christians, and if that person don't have the same standards that we have, we'll go home and talk about it. We might talk about it with somebody else. You know, sometimes, and I've heard this too at one time, that sometimes the preacher and his wife is the main thing a lot of people talks about. We might bring them now, and the main person here sometimes is the preacher's wife. That's why we as Christians, we need to study God's word more, where we can train, first of all, ourselves and others. They hear us, you see. That's why our mouth, our tongue is so important. Our tongue can speak sweet words and can help someone be saved, or either can speak ugly words and cause someone to lose their soul. What will it be from you, my friend? Will it be nice words to help someone be saved? Or will it be bad words to run them away and cause them to miss heaven? That's all we're going to say on the subject. We're so glad to be chatting with you today from Chatting from the Word. We pray with me, please. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the lessons. We pray that we all watch what we say and love one another. We hope all have a good day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. As always, it was good chatting with you today from Chatting from the Word. We hope all have a good weekend and go worship this Sunday, being the first day of the week. Bye-bye.